from KQED.
An eyebrow-raising study from Texas has California health providers nodding their heads in agreement. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim explains.
The study authors used Social Security numbers to determine which Latino patients might be in the country illegally, then looked at their health 1 year after starting HIV treatment. Thomas Giordano is the study's senior author and an assistant professor at Baylor College of Medicine.
What we found was, though they entered care with more advanced HIV, actually when we looked at their outcomes, they did as well as, if not better, than the other groups in the study.
Those other groups were non-Hispanic blacks and whites. Giordano says the study did not look at why this might be happening, but Kathleen Clannon, chief medical officer at Alameda County Medical Center in Oakland, says she finds Latinos are more likely to take their medication.
Unlike our African-American patients, for instance, they don't have a history of concern that comes from Tuskegee and other history in the U.S. that doctors are going to poison them or that institutions might actually give them medicine that is not going to make them better.
Clannon says she hopes the Baylor study will encourage more Latinos to get HIV testing and treatment. She says even Latino citizens or those here legally will delay care because of stigma against the illness. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.